It's 93.3 WMMR in Philadelphia. I am Sarah, and on the line, I've got the lead guitarist of Lamb of God, Legendary Groove Thrashers from Virginia. His name is Mark Morton. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Sarah. Finally, Philadelphia. I've been waiting for y'all.
Yes, I love hearing that. This
like
city...
my second home. You guys know that.
Dude, we love Lamb of God here. You recorded your Killadelphia DVD here. You premiered the documentary As the Palaces Burn here at the Truck, and some of your first gigs were here, so I actually wanted to ask you, what is it that makes Philly so special to Lamb of God?
Philly is just where really it started happening. Even for, you know, I don't know how many of your listeners know Lamb of God. We were a band called Burn the Priest before we became Lamb of God. And even back in those days, and this has been some time ago, but we would roll up there in our beat-up van with our beat-up equipment and sleep on people's beat-up couches and floors to play in beat-up warehouses to beat-up kids drinking cheap beat-up beer bottles.
I'm sensing a theme here.
And that was the whole bit, man. That was the end game. That was the goal. And Philly was the first city to show us real love, even more than Richmond. We represent Richmond really hard. That's where we're from. That's where we still are. But Philly is a home to us as well, and it continues to be.
Love hearing that. So you've got this solo album coming out on March 1st. It's called Anesthetic. How long has this project been in the works?
We've been kind of working on it for about 2 years, and I think, you know, some of the song ideas are a little older than that. But it really just started with me writing a bunch of material that didn't necessarily sound like Lamb of God, but something I still wanted to develop, kind of more hard rock material, some of it a little more melodic, maybe a little more commercial sounding, some of it bluesier than the traditional kind of thrash metal sound that Lamb has. So that's where it started, and then we just kind of, myself and Josh Wilbur and Jake Oney kind of got involved on a business side and a little bit on creative side as well, and we started developing it, and that is sort of what began the process of this project.
There's two songs out right now out in the digital ether. One features Randy Bly, your bandmate in Lamb of God, and also Alyssa White Glues of Arch Enemy, and the other features Chester Bennington of Linkin Park, and both of these songs have only been out for like a week and change, but what has the reaction been like so far?
It's been astounding. Yeah, I mean, it's just better than I even imagined. I didn't know what to imagine, honestly. I didn't know what to expect, but it's just both songs have been so well received. It's a thrill to see it actually happening because we worked so hard on this stuff and developed kind of a emotional attachment to these songs. They become close to you, and particularly, you know, with everything that happened around Cross Off and the making of that and then Chester passing, you know, it's pretty special to hear him again and for people, for his fans, to hear him singing again.
It definitely is. And we're playing Cross Off here on MMR. You mentioned that is the track with Chester Bennington. What was your first impression of what Chester brought to the table when you presented him with the song, the frame that you had already?
Chester brought so much to the table with regards to the process of the song. I think the first thing when you asked me that question, the first word that jumped out to me was enthusiasm. He was really stoked to work on this with me. And he had a lot of ideas. He came very, very prepared. He had his notebook full of lyrics scribbled down and was anxious to show me and Josh where he thought they should go and how they should go. And he was great. I mean, we tore it down and built it back up. He had a lot of great ideas. Had a huge impact on this song. And a really big impact on me, just being able to get so quickly into a creative vibe with someone. I mean, frankly, someone, a talent of that magnitude. He was very, very humble. There was no arrogance. There was no, you know, directing how things go or insisting on anything. He treated this process for what it is, which is a back and forth creative process. And I'm just really lucky to have gotten to work with him.
We're huge fans of Linkin Park here at MMR, so that's absolutely beautiful that you had that experience with him, and I'm so happy to hear that. There's actually a whole slew of guests on this solo album, Anesthetic, and when putting all this together, I know that you wrote the music first, and then you tried to find a voice to fit each song. So you had an idea of how the song was going to turn out, but were there any tracks when you finally sat down and listened to the finished product, you thought, well, that wasn't quite what I had in mind, but yeah, let's roll with it.
Sort of. You know, there's a song with Mark Lanegan on the album. I'm a huge Mark Lanegan fan. He's one of my favorite singers, and from Screaming Trees to Queens of the Stone Age on up through his solo stuff. And when I initially sent Mark a song to sing, it was a different version of the song that you hear now on the album called Axis. So I sent him the song. He sent it back because he's one of the guys I didn't work with in the studio. He had his own engineer, and he laid his vocal, you know, just in a different place. Sent it back, and it kind of like inspired a whole new idea for the song. So I actually rewrote the music to the song based on the vocal he had sent for a different version of that song. So it changed quite a bit. That was a pretty unique way to write. I've never written music to an established vocal line, but I did that with the song with Mark. And of course, I had to send it back to him to make sure he liked the new version, but he did. It turned out great. Huge Lanigan fan, and still, I still see, you know, I got Mark Lanigan on my album. That blows my mind.
And that song is Axis?
Yeah, yep.
Awesome. Can't wait to hear that one. Other guests on Anesthetic, the album, include Miles Kennedy of Slash's band and Alter Bridge, and Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach, Mike Inez, the bassist of Alice in Chains, and Ray Luzier, the drummer of Korn. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of people on this album, like I said, so it's probably difficult to make this happen, but is there any thought to when we might hear these songs live?
We are working that. You know, everyone's asking me that, so obviously people want to hear it. So, yeah, we've got a couple opportunities to check out, and we're trying to just figure out exactly logistically how to put a band together and kind of also a little bit how to, you know, work around the schedule of my day job. But, yeah, we're looking at it, and I think it's definitely something I aspire to here in the near future.
Oh, that would be killer. That's so exciting. And speaking of live shows, Lamb of God is going back on the road with Slayer, which I assume is what you were referring to as your day job, your gig with Lamb of God. But Slayer is on their final world tour. You guys actually have a show coming up on Friday, May 24th at the BB&T in Camden. And with Slayer winding down their career, it kind of got me thinking about the next chapter of metal and extreme music. And as bands like Slayer start to retire, which they're going to do because they've been around a while, what do you think, or maybe what do you hope will happen to the genre and the culture as we move ahead?
Well, I think it's evolving. You know, I think you can't help but for the genre, and I guess you're right, culture of metal to evolve. It's funny because, you know, Lamb's been around long enough now where we are sort of one of those veteran bands, and it's interesting to look back. And I still remember when we were the next big thing, the big new thing, you know? So, yeah, it's cool. It's cool to see young bands coming up and reinterpreting this stuff and putting different combinations of influence together. So I think it's alive and well. I think there's a lot of great music out there. There's a lot of, I was talking about this with someone earlier today. There's just so many new bands coming up, and it's such a new environment and a new climate for them to be coming up in. So it's exciting to watch and exciting to see young bands starting to, you know, I'm thinking about Code Orange right now, just, you know, great band.
Love them.
Starting to blow up, and it's exciting to see that fire in their eyes, and it's cool, man. It's cool to watch from my perspective, I guess, where I'm at right now.
Absolutely. I know you got to run. I did want to bring up, though, the album Legion XX, which is the album of covers that Lamb of God released under the name Burn the Priest, which, like you mentioned earlier, was Lamb of God's original name for the uninitiated. I just got to say, did you have as much fun making that album as I had listening to it? Because it was such a huge part of my summer soundtrack last year, and I just had to bring it up. I really enjoyed that.
That's really cool that you got that from it. It really was fun to make. That was one of that. We still, you know, Randy and I had a conversation about that recently. About, we just really relaxed and had fun making that. I mean, parts of it were recorded in the studio above my garage. I was literally at home, and we tracked some of the vocals and some of the guitar stuff there, and tracked some stuff at Willie's studio, and then some, you know, we just were hanging out making music, and it felt like, it's not that we weren't taking it seriously, because we were, it just was just kind of like a little less structured, a little looser, and that made it fun, and it was cool to be laughing while, you know, and hanging out while we were recording, and not be so businesslike as sometimes it can get. So yeah, I think that energy is there on that project, and it was a nice reset for us, and it was cool. I think maybe even some of the pressure was psychologically taken off because we knew it was a Burn the Priest release and not officially a Lamb of God release, although really there is no difference. It's just kind of a psychological thing. But
maybe,
yeah, no,
yeah.
It felt good. We had a blast doing it, and it was a good kind of reset for us going into starting to work on new Lamb material, which is what we're doing now.
Oh, love hearing that. Very cool. Mark Morton's solo album Anesthetic comes out on March 1st, and Lamb of God will be with Slayer and Amon Amarth and Cannibal Corpse at the BB&T Pavilion in Camden on May 24th. Mark, cannot wait to see you there. Thanks for taking the time today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Thanks for your time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.